baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another.
Okay. If you haven't listened to Shaboozy, this is a good song.
And I haven't.
Yeah, it's so good.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, it talks about drinking whiskey, which, well, I do not do.
I don't either.
But
my kids don't either, so, but they'll probably like this song.
Welcome back to another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Copsa.
And I'm Lena.
So, of course, we are a day late getting this out. So it is Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, life gets busy, and then you just, like, can't keep up, and... Yeah. And yesterday was honesty day. So I just want to be honest with everybody that I did not get this done on Monday night. And so, so I just going by the days of the week.
That's tough.
But today,
yeah,
it's May 1st.
Dude, May 1st.
Right?
How did this happen?
I know. So there's May 1st is just a great day to have anyways. Yeah. It's May Day.
Yep.
National Mother Goose Day.
Why not?
Yeah. School Principal's Day.
Blech. Except for ours. She's pretty great.
And National Chocolate Parfait Day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. That's, what a good day.
Yeah.
What a good day. Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little recap. We had a big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Big weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, the men's game. We had the alumni game.
Yes. So
go
fun.
MCC.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you know, we didn't have Jake there.
Nope.
Which was rough.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, you know, I'm going to take this back one more step. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people that didn't participate this year that did last year.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. Listen.
Yeah.
I feel like I really threw it together this year. Lena wasn't even there.
Nope.
So you still did it. Right?
Yeah.
So if you missed out, your time is still there.
Yeah, don't hang up your jersey quite yet.
Right. Shirtless Tim, we want you back.
Yeah, Goldilocks.
We even talked about you on Friday at the game.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to be there.
It was, yeah. But I thought we just...
It's fun to give other people a chance too. You're not exactly. just a closed off
yeah.
private party.
Right?
Yeah. We're, you know,
so,
bringing in some other people.
Let's call a few of the...
Heavy hitters.
The ballers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll ask them how they thought the day went.
Wow.
So first up, we're going to call...
JC.
Yes.
Pitt. We're just going to call him Pitt.
Pitt?
Cherry Pitt. Pitt. Don't cherries have pits?
Do they?
I don't know.
I think they do.
Oh.
Hello?
Whoa. Oh, geez.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
it's me and Lena.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you know what? Josh wants to come on with him and Holtis where they interview us.
But. Gross.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, let's turn the tables here a little bit.
You know, good luck with that.
He thinks he can make us uncomfortable.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Whoa.
Is it a little windy out?
Flying a kite? What's happening?
I'm outside.
Oh, outside. Okay. Yeah. Go inside.
Get down.
Oh. Okay. In a ditch.
Is that better?
Yes. There we go.
Very nice. So, Cherry.
Yeah.
Friday night. Men's. Yeah. Team versus MCC Lady Indians volleyball team. How did you fare this year? Last year wasn't your best. Okay. I'm just going to throw that out there. Was it any better this year?
I felt like as a whole, it was going a lot better. Well, for me personally or the team?
Well, you know, just put it all together. Yeah. The team. And then did you have any highlights? Did you have any blocks? Good digs? An ace.
As a team, I thought we did a little bit better returning serves, which was a huge thing that killed us last year. We weren't great, but we got them up at least.
Okay.
Until the end when I look over and Haley and Evie are laughing because they just kept having them serve the ball right at me.
Oh, to you?
Yeah, I kind of went downhill at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
So they were. It was good to see that they were having fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't get to play, you know, so.
Pick on the kid in the back row.
Yeah, I've been the weak link before, Josh. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm. No. People were starting to point. It was getting embarrassing.
Well, your team should have learned how to cover up or change up your rotate. Did not coach.
They did. After a while.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. They squeezed me. But as a team, I felt like we did a little bit better. I mean, for not practicing with two of our players, were good. They were fun to have.
Yeah.
But I have already been recruiting for next year, too.
Oh, wow. Nice. Who knew on this squad?
Yeah,
would
who
you
are you
like?
Thinking?
Well, I've been talking with Joel Putz, and he said he's definitely in for next year.
Yes, he's so
okay,
good.
Okay, what's Joel Putz's background? Like, what's this guy do?
He now plays beach. He's in Arizona, right? Is he in Arizona, Josh?
Yeah, he kind of bases out of Arizona. Yeah. He works remotely. So he travels around a lot and
remotely doing what? Does he sell airplanes?
He's in PayPal.
What?
He's PayPal. Kind of I don't know exactly what his job description is, but
that's a good one.
He has a great job. So it allows him a lot of time to travel around, and that gives him flexibility to come back here and play in this next year, he said.
Oh.
As long as we give him an update.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
That's easy.
Awesome. It's always the last Friday in April, supposedly. So.
Well, I'll be sure to tell him that so he can mark it on his calendar and he has no excuse because he is a very good player.
I also told Lena that and she had an excuse not to come.
It's called an anniversary.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played with him at the Y. He is very good.
Why don't you guys just renew your vows to like this week and then it won't be a conflict of interest after that? I mean,
that's
team first, right, Lena?
I'm going to bring that up. That's a really good idea.
That's a good idea, Josh.
What's 15 years of history? Let's just change the date. Throw a dart.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pick it.
You know what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Accept change.
Yes. Sherry, now, what was your best play of the game? Or did you not have one?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, there's...
I can't remember either.
I mean, if you asked Tracer, it might have been my jokes in the timeouts, but...
Okay, let's hear your jokes.
Yeah.
Give us one.
We do have young kid listeners, so...
Well, I don't even know what they were. I just... You know, we were tired and we were sucking wind and Tracer called a timeout one time. We come over and he's kind of looking at us like, what do I say to these degenerates? And I just look at him. I go, great timeout, coach. We need it because we were red in the face, sweaty and lacking some water and oxygen.
How was Tracer this year?
He was great. I mean, you know, he knows a lot more than us. In fact, in one of the practices that we had, I went back to serve and he looked at me and he goes, one, which I come to find out that is where he wanted me to serve it. And I didn't know this. And so I was looking for one of the girls that had the number one on. And I look back and I go, what do you mean? He goes, serve it to one. I said, okay. I go, where's that? And so then he ran through the positions to me and, so he taught me more in 2 minutes than I've ever known in my whole life about volleyball, to be honest with you.
Understandable.
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to teach you, he's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's so fun to be around. I think even though we weren't the cream of the crop, he had fun. We had fun. So
that's good.
Always a blast.
Yeah. If you were to pick the MVP of your team, who would it have been?
Brett.
Oh, yeah. He did really well.
I mean, that guy, we didn't give him a good bump. He was always like running back behind the 10-foot line to try and get a setup closer than that. And he did a really good job. I mean, let's be honest, he ran the most out of all of us.
Yes. Yes.
He was constantly chasing balls.
Wow. Thank goodness. He's
truth. Youth will help you in that.
Yeah. Yep. So no, I would give the MVP to him.
And what about for the ladies? Who would be the MVP for them?
Oh, boy. I mean, it seemed like Caitlin played really well, I thought.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Caitlin Barnett. Setter. Caitlin.
Caitlin Barnett.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I mean, it's always whenever Greta's getting ready to do something, it's kind of scary. You just know if he's better than us. And then is it Fernanda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That girl can hit a volleyball. It's impressive to watch.
Yes, she can. Yes. She's also really good. We're definitely going to lose that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What else, Lena? Lena wasn't there. Did you hear any good jokes on the floor from the Songbird or Ryan? No.
The commentary had to be subpar.
We could not hear them.
Oh, boy.
Good. Doesn't sound like they were worth Just kidding. Everyone's replaceable. I'll take my spot and sit and say, I guess I did a good job. Supposedly.
I heard a few, and I was just trying to remember that Tyler McCarty preaches on Sunday. So,
and it wasn't appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they had some good jokes. They
did.
Tyler, I mean, obviously he's a funny guy, so I'm sure they held their own.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Okay. Well, thanks, Josh, for being a participant.
See you next year.
Yeah. And fill Lena in on the golf outing that we have set up. And if she can find a partner, get her involved in this as well.
Okay. Let's go. Time out. Also, Josh, you're a golfer. Are you okay? Like 1 to 10. 10's Brandon Crick, and then
1's me.
1 is somebody else.
Oh, I don't know. 6. I'm getting better.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. So Lena and I were in this women's golf league. It starts next week.
Yeah.
Can first off, we need a ball sponsor.
Yes, we need some.
But I was thinking we could just get could I just say I'm going to the driving range and get a basket of balls and just use those?
On the course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly frowned upon.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Rookie move. Can't do that.
Well, thanks. Glad we said something. So I'm not going to do that.
How
just
many balls are you willing
there.
To buy us?
Yes.
Because we're going to lose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in luck because they burned a lot of the native out there at the course. And so you can just walk out there and find golf balls. They might be a little singed, but they're perfect.
That's fine. Perfect.
So good. Yep. That's some good advice.
Okay, so we'll just go out there before we play.
Yes.
Finding other people's
lost balls.
Balls.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That's good.
There's plenty out there. Guarantee you.
I bet there is.
Thanks, Jerry. That's
okay.
Good
any other words of advice for us?
Nope. You guys are doing great.
Okay.
Love listening to you.
Thanks.
I will look forward to our little golf challenge in the future.
Yes, I will. And I will tell her all about it. We just got to find you you just find a third person that you think is as good as we are.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not set.
Well,
Okay. Who?
Well, no, I need to find another guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll set it up.
All right.
Got it.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, that was nice.
That was good.
It was good.
Okay. So people, put it on your calendar now. Last Friday of the month in April.
Always.
So we're looking at 2025, mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have anything else to do this time of year.
Correct.
Even if you did, you would pick this. So the 25th is the Friday in April in 2025. How easy is that to remember?
Yeah.
It's April 25th, 2025.
Easy.
Men versus the Lady Indians volleyball
always.
Team. It's going to be a good night.
Going to be. All right. We're going to call one more person.
Good deal.
MC.
Hello.
Chitwood. It's me and
Lena.
Lena
is with you?
I am.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, listen, before we get started, just got the phone with Cherry, and now he's like the duel that we had, the golf duel challenge. He's now invited Lena in it. So
why wouldn't he?
Right?
Yeah.
We have to throw a third in.
Yeah. So just be thinking about that.
Yep.
Okay.
And Lena and I have women's golf league next week. So we're going to be like practiced up, ready to go.
Yes. Yeah,
still not scared.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
It's not nice.
Don't
to
need
say.
To be.
Well, I like to be competitive.
Oh.
Lena is still underhand serving, if you can't remember.
Yeah.
Co-ed
volleyball. Oh, no. Yeah, I got that figured out.
Matt, did you see anybody else? Okay. Men versus women's volleyball game on Friday night. Did anybody serve underhand?
No.
Oh, I feel like that could be a secret weapon.
It could, honestly, you know,
mm-hmm.
It could. Maybe we should slow the game down with a few underhands.
You know what? I tried to get my girls to underhand to them, Greta particularly.
Yeah.
And she said, no, Cobza.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you need the girls to underhand serve
to
the boys.
I was like, underhand serve to them. Like they're feeling bad.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, you obviously know Greta and that wasn't happening.
No, it wasn't. She was out for blood.
Matt, how did you do Friday night?
You know, not great.
Doesn't sound like it.
We did have a lot of fun, so that's what it was all about, right?
Well, I don't know. You and Copes always talk like it has to be competitive.
Yes.
Well, it does.
And the girls are saying it wasn't very competitive for them.
Nope.
So, how many sets did you go? I haven't even heard.
Oh.
No, thank you. Wait, sorry, guys.
You're trying to order your extra large fries or what?
No, yes. I'm just trying to get some water at Schmick's. Or Gary's. Gary's.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, Gary's getting some water.
Okay. I apologize.
It's okay.
It went four sets. The girls did have a small moment where they just let down.
They played with four.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah. So they played four sets. The boys did get one set off.
Mm. Yeah. I was a little confused. I kind of wanted to keep playing, but I don't think that anybody else was game for that.
Well, because we won in three.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's not a charity event. It's still meant to be semi-competitive.
Understand that.
Yeah. Did you guys win the second set?
No, we won the third.
Yeah, they did win the third. Yeah.
See?
Well, that is what isn't statistically, if you win the first two, the other team is bound to win the third set.
Pretty much.
It's just, that's statistics, Chitwood. It wasn't anything you guys did. That's science.
I know, but in our defense, we did have a pretty decent squad. And you know what? There is something to a team of college women that play volleyball that practice together all year long, but just have the upper advantage, have the upper hand.
Over a grown man, six of them.
I feel like this is just what we like to call excuses. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now you're rolling around in a jar of quarters and I'm about to lose my mind.
You already know, as competitive as I am, I'm going to have excuses because, you know, honestly, I really didn't take the loss that well.
Oh, it was rough. What are you going to do for next year to be better and actually try and win? Because I don't know how many times the girls are going to do this if it's still this easy every year.
True. You know, and I've thought about that. And I think that the answer to that is, we've talked about it the last couple of years, but we're going to have some practices.
More practices.
Well,
you know, so a handful of us attended a few Tuesday practices, but we didn't have, you know, a full squad. We just had
a few,
you know, and I'm not going to talk bad about the girls, but Haley was throwing us some of the not so fun people to play with.
Oh, fun.
You know, Greta, she's good, but she was being a little rude to me every once in a while, and it was throwing off our mojo. That was it. Right.
It's somebody else's fault.
I thought he was about to say me, and I was about to punch him into next week. I'm gonna give a shout out though. Micah Marvin came in and did good things.
I'm telling you what,
he's a dream.
Yes,
good kid, good recruit. That was you.
No,
seriously. And I was talking to some people about that. He's never played volleyball. Him and I have talked about this.
No.
So yes, and we picked him up. I told Kobza he is an athlete. And competitive and a hustler. And I'll tell you what, for never playing volleyball, he gets the MVP. I know we didn't give any awards out, but we should have, because he gets MVP for most improved player.
And he had all of his kids were there. I mean,
that's really incredible.
He's
good. When he started playing at the Y
he never played competitive.
He had never played.
Yeah. I mean, he's peppering and stuff.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like more people, if we break teams up and get more people playing at the Y.
Not our team.
Well, maybe. You might just have to recruit some more people that have never played, that are athletes, that can play the game. It's so fun.
It is.
Good job asking. Because some people want to find the very best of the best of the best. And sometimes you don't know who that is if you haven't asked them.
Exactly. I thought Micah did really good.
Yeah.
What about how did Coach Tracer do? Did he give you any good words of advice?
He always does. You know him. He always does. But he, you know, he had some fun with it, but you also know him. He had his competitive side and he really wanted us to win.
Yep.
So he struggled a little bit with that, but he did compare us to some younger girls that he's coached in the, somebody was saying something in the huddle and he said, yes, I've dealt with that. It was some girlish little thing. And he said he's dealt with that for years. So he's not, you know, he's kind of used to it.
Him my team our team on Saturday. So, and I coached the alumni.
Seen that.
Yeah. Oh. I think he needed that.
I'll tell you what, he did, but did you happen to look across there a few times when they were slacking a little bit?
Oh yeah. He let him have it.
Not afraid to let him have it.
Nope. And I am perfectly okay with it.
That's awesome. I told him, I was like, you get them. And there was one time on the alumni day, the alumni team scored on a free ball and we switched sides. And I said, I hope you lit them up. And he's like, oh, I let them have it.
Okay. So for our listeners, they might not know what happened. So repeat what happened. This, what went down.
Okay. So Saturday we also played volleyball. Mm-hmm. It was MCC volleyball against MCC alumni. I coached the alumni and then the MCC volleyball teams were coached by our other coaches, and the alumni free ball to pass. Yep. So just like a boop over mm-hmm. there, something mm-hmm. that we should bump, set, kill it. Mm-hmm. And it scored in between like four people.
Oh, awesome.
It was, mm-hmm. yeah.
How many sets did the alumni game go?
Only two. It was only two out of three in the girls.
God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think our alumni could have done better if we had like just a little bit of practice ahead of time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because they didn't do bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. It was fun. They didn't do bad for a throw together team either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like first time come in, let's go. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So.
And you had a handful of them that kind of just didn't show up.
Yes.
I understand. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a few that didn't show, but here we are.
Yeah. Things happen.
Yeah.
But okay, Chip.
Thanks, Matt.
Next year. April 25th, 2025, the last Friday in April, men versus women again.
I know, and I'm really going to have to get prepared for this, you know, because I, as old as I'm getting, just a very few more of these left for me.
Chitwood, I did happen to go to a pro volleyball game in Omaha, and just so you know, the libero had just had a baby 6 months prior. And let me tell you what, she played like nobody's business, lights out. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. And they're one of their other best players, 35. So I think you're fine. Okay.
So if that's the case, I have, you know, a good solid 5 years.
Yeah, you're fine, Nancy.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Anything for you. Yep, that's what I'm here for.
See you, Chitwood.
All right, see you guys. Bye. Thanks.
Well, I mean, when do you put an age on just going out and having a good time?
I don't think you do.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you've played and I've played with somebody who's old as the hills and she still brings it.
Yes, she does. We're going to call one more person. We're going to look at this from the other side of the game.
Let's do.
Okay.
Because it sounds like, I mean, I don't know if it's your recruiting, because I mean, you talk a good talk when it comes to recruiting.
I know. I mean, I feel as if I do.
Mm-hmm.
See if she answers. If she doesn't, we'll go for round two.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Grayson. It's Kobza.
Hey. And Lena.
And Lena.
Oh,
that's right. Hello.
Listen, everyone loved you so much the last time you were on a podcast. We want you back.
No, we don't.
Oh gosh.
So listen, I want you to give me your best recap of what you saw at the men's match on Friday.
Yeah. Tell the world.
The best recap. Okay. They did honestly pretty good.
Okay.
Won a set.
A set.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Okay. Chitwood was kind of off on his game, but
he was. So it's Chitwood's fault.
It was Chitwood's fault. Yeah.
What else do they need to do better besides
get rid of him?
Yep.
They need to have more control. They kept hitting it out. Like what were they doing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hitting for sure. That about, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about, do you think individually, like who was their strongest player?
The setter.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes. Yes. He did really well.
Who was that?
You're the second one to give him.
Brett Soderlund.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Yeah, he's good.
He was good. Okay. What about the jokes? Like how did Tyler McCarty and Ryan Malone do?
Okay, no one else was laughing, but because Tyler was being hilarious. No.
I thought the same thing. They're not funny. If people aren't laughing, that means they're not funny, okay?
I feel like no one could hear him.
Sure, right.
Grayson, do you remember anything that he said that was funny? Because I heard a few things, and I, in my brain, I said, did he just say that out loud?
Yeah, he was like, he kept saying, it would go off the tip of their fingers.
Okay. Yep. We got it. We know what he said.
Oh, God. But it sounds like he had to repeat that joke over and over and over again. It's, come on, Tyler,
it was still
get
funny.
Some good material. Yeah.
It was still funny.
Sure.
Lena was obviously, it's hard to beat.
Thank
Lena's.
You. You're yes. the first person to say that.
Yeah, that was nice of you. Thanks, Besides Grayson.
Myself.
She needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I mean, man. If Tyler gets the job back, I...
Okay, if you were serving against the team, who would you serve at for the boys?
Josh Cherry.
Yep.
Are you with friends?
Yes, Emery and Rowan.
What? Who would they serve at? Who would their pick be?
Who would you guys serve at on the men's side? Emery said Josh.
Who did Rowan say?
Rowan.
Just say Josh.
Matt.
It's fine.
Matt. Oh, Matt. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's got one crooked arm. So.
Micah. Oh, but Micah's kind of good, though.
Micah was good. Micah
that
did
sounds
good.
Like he did really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
He steps up.
He did. He did so good. Yeah. Poor Matt.
You know what's interesting about those two players? They are on Cobes's Y team. You would think she would be getting Chitwood and Cherry to a new level of
we,
play.
All three that's of us, true. Though, we get yeah. a little competitive, and then we don't speak to each other sometimes at co-ed.
Oh, that's what happens.
So there's that.
And then just communication yeah. falls apart.
Turn like, act like children.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, okay, Grayson, are you guys at Starby's, or what are you doing?
We're actually at this place called The Coffee Bin.
Oh.
Have you heard of it? It's so good.
Tell us about it.
Sounds nice.
It's like... this bin in the middle of nowhere, and there's like a coffee shop, and then there's a greenhouse.
Oh, I know where you guys are on the northeast side of town.
Yeah.
Yes, that place is cute. Bring me
it's
back
so
a,
cute.
Bring me back a plant or something if you really loved me.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
You're gonna have to take okay. it times two, or you're really gonna hurt some feelers.
Oh, so, Lena too. I'll give her a piece of mine. If you get a succulent, I can break off a piece and give it to her.
That's true. Yeah. Yes. Two for one. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you girls
have
fun.
Have a fun day, ladies. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there
that's
you go.
Good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Okay.
It was
so
fun.
People,
and I'm gonna tell you right now, yeah. shout out to the community.
Yes.
Everybody that comes and
just
watches.
What I was gonna say.
And I need to do better at marketing because I'm going to be the only one that tells everybody about it. So,
yeah,
but it's so fun. So always mark your calendars down for the last Friday mm-hmm. in April, just mm-hmm. for a good time. I mean, yeah. we do charge gate, but I'm telling you, some people complain about that. The money is going back into our program.
Yes.
So you know what? $100 is huge. That's a whole set of t-shirts. If you think about it,
yeah.
You know, so any amount helps. And so, but it was a great time.
Well, it's entertainment.
Yes.
It's entertainment, and why not pay a little mm-hmm. to be entertained?
Mm-hmm. Right and here in our own community.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're guaranteed that the weather's not going to probably call it off. Mm-hmm. So you can go have a nice time indoors and watch some fun volleyball.
Yes.
That's so
great.
Good.
And then also shout out, because Saturday we had our alumni game. That was the first time we had done that in a long time. And that was great too. We had girls come back from my first year of recruiting.
That's incredible.
Which was so cool. Like
that's
these fun. Were the girls that when I took trip with us the whole season, mm-hmm. like this was them.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. I'm just huge shout out to all of them for coming and even yeah. the ones that came from close. So mm-hmm. that was great.
Good job.
Yeah.
So good job doing a good event.
Thank you.
I mean, that's awesome.
I missed you.
Well, you know, just celebrating.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what.
Married life.
I don't.
Did you hit a button?
There we go.
Oh, girl.
I don't know what happened there, but. Who are you thankful for?
When you said community, I want to say I'm thankful for the community, McCook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a lot of heartache in our community mm-hmm. right now with, you know, some life things that have happened, and our community rallies around people to support them during their darkest time.
Yes.
And then we also support people during fun things like what you just had, your mm-hmm. event. And that's what I love about McCook. It's so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love the community.
Good job, McCook.
I'm going to go shout out. Really grateful for Tyler McCarty stepping up. That was literally, I gave him a day in advance and he jumped in. And then Ryan Malone. He's a cool kid.
Nice.
So
that's so nice. Good job,
yeah,
guys.
I'll miss having that kid around. So
aww.
Yeah.
He's done this year.
He's done. Aww. I don't know where he's headed to.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyways, thanks everybody. Thank you everybody for listening to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Cobza.
And I'm Lena.
Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the